The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning. We're in West Michigan. It's going to be bumping up against 90 degrees today. What a fantastic day to get out and create some grill envy. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Or is it El Jopo?
Today it's El Jopo because we are doing a Mexican fiesta live from the Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yes, and so it's all things Mexicana and... Which reminds me, you know, they've got some pretty cool weapons down in Mexico, and they were given those weapons by our government. There's a big controversy brewing up right now with all these arms that slipped into Mexico, and basically the guns and firearms was the BATF had a program called Fast and Furious where they let about 2,000 guns go. We're talking AK-47s and stuff, and they let them filter down into Mexico. Well, they're all coming back right now, and they're shooting people in America with these same weapons. So watch that in the news. That's a bad Mexican story right there, and our government is complicit in it.
Well, on the lighter side of things, we're going to be talking with Tim Surprise in this segment. If we get a hold of him, we're having a little technical difficulty reaching out to him. But Tim's from Arcadia Ales, one of our friends in the brewing business. So hopefully we get a hold of Tim. But the other thing we're going to talk about is you've got some steak fajita tacos that you have put together before, Bob. I've not had these at your house, but I know you said your family really loves them.
It's a common recipe for me, but it's something that, you know, these recipes evolve. Listening to Elizabeth, I can tell she comes up with a bunch of them, and sometimes you steal stuff and evolve it, and sometimes you just come up with things that just sound like a good idea, and they either work or they don't. This one is one that I've morphed out of a Better Homes and Gardens recipe that I've used for years and years. But it's a fajita and a taco. So, it's just one of those weird combinations. But if you just get four nice steaks, and you want the marbled kind because you're going to grill them, so you want something kind of fatty. I like ribeyes. I also like a good USDA New York strip works very well. But you can use any kind. And what you want to do is you want to make up a dressing. And those steaks, just grill them. Do them however you like steaks. You don't have to marinate them. You don't have to do anything. But
you could put some of that nice Tex-Mex rub that we just described in the last segment on them, though, because that might spice them up a little bit.
You absolutely could. So what I do is I'll take those steaks and I'll grill them, and then I'll slice them up into nice pieces, and I'll heat up some salsa, Italian dressing, Worcestershire, lime, and sometimes I'll cheat and use Rose's lime, but usually like a quarter of lime and squeeze the heck out of it. And that's what gives you your slurry, and use some sweet onion, green pepper. That combination, if I'm doing steak and I'm grilling them, I'll marinate them in that combination. If I'm doing them in the fry pan, I'll take that combination, I'll slice up the steak, and I'll take that combination, and I'll saute them in that. And it imparts a flavor. The Worcestershire and the salsa combination is really what I
those
like.
Those are very common flavors in this whole Tex-Mex thing we're talking about
today.
They
are, yep. But Worcestershire adds a neat element to that. I'm using Worcestershire in a lot of things, which is really a fish sauce. And then just do your grills. And for fajitas, again, you just want to heat them up. If you're doing tacos, oil them, throw them on the grill. You can do them either way. And then you just throw your lettuce. And we're going to put that recipe on the website here in a couple of hours. But that combination of spices, it's the Italian dressing, salsa, and Worcestershire and lime. Those four elements right there create a profile that's really different. And it's... When I think of a fajita, I go to a lot of places for fajitas, and I don't like any of those other recipes as much as this one.
You know, that's kind of making my mouth water. You're talking about it. But speaking
go good with margaritas at the pool.
Or hey, how about a sunset sangria? Sangria is a drink that is traditional to the Mexican fiesta. we've got one here that we'll put up on the website again. That's at thegrillingguys.com. But this is a way to make cheap red wine really good.
And again, here's something that you can that can be really good or just so-so. Sangrias are another one of those things, depending on who makes it.
That's right.
It can be awesome.
And this recipe came from allrecipes.com, but a bottle of rosé wine, not red wine, not white wine, but the pink stuff, mm-hmm. right? A bottle of rosé, doesn't matter what kind, pineapple juice, half a cup of tequila, some triple sec, simple syrup, which is really sugar water, if you will. There's lots of recipes out there for simple syrup. A whole
you could also use blue agave for that.
Right. Yep. A whole orange, a whole lemon, a whole lime. And then right now, it's raspberry season. I picked up some last night on the way home, little farmer's market north of Lowell there that I drive by. Bought a little quart of fresh red raspberries. Ooh, they're delicious. But you put a container of those, a little six-ounce container in there, all together, mix it up. You're not mashing any of the berries. You're slicing the lime, lemon, and orange, so they're floating around in there. Put that together and throw it in your fridge for a couple hours.
Or a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, a couple hours minimum to let those flavors impart in that wine. But the longer it's in there, the better. It'll last 2 or 3 days. It never does at my house, but it could in the fridge. But, again, we'll throw it. We call it Sunset Sangria. We'll throw this up on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and so you can try it. But a great, refreshing. You drink it over ice in a wine glass, but throw a couple cubes of ice in it.
And you can drink a lot of it because it's not real high in the alcohol content.
That's right.
It just kind of has a nice little calming effect. It doesn't make you speak in tongues.
Yeah. If you like to make...
Or to donkeys.
You know, part of the thing when we're grilling is you want to have a nice glass of sangria or something with you, but there also you want to munch sometimes. And one of the very, very common side dishes in a fiesta is a thing called pico de gallo, which is a fancy word for a salsa, right? And there's but when you make it fresh, the vegetables are still crunchy, and it's good. And this is very easy one I'm going to go through. Again, we'll throw this up on their website. Tomatoes, white onion, bell peppers, 4 cloves of garlic, and some cilantro. And I take a whole lime in this one, quarter it, and squeeze the lime juice right out of the lime into this. Makes about 2 to 4 servings. That's great for my wife and I. When Judy and I just want to munch on something very fresh, very crisp. It just pops with flavor. So just a little tip there, a little easy to do pico de gallo.
There you go. Little factoid here, speaking since I got into that serious weapons talk. The original point-and-click interface was Smith & Wesson.
Really?
It's a little weapons fact there.
Well, thanks. That's good to know, I guess.
Point-and-click interface, get it? Sorry.
I didn't, no.
All right. Well, we've just got so much Mexican, it's, you know, I haven't eaten a thing today yet.
No?
I'm dying.
So let's talk about cleaning the grill a little bit. I think it's important that for somebody like you and I, Bob, we use our grill on a regular basis. And one of the things I like to do is use my smoker. And when I use the smoker, a lot of times we're doing things on slow heat, like that brisket you talked about earlier in the mm-hmm. show where you're using that in one of your Mexican dishes. But after you've cooked for 8 or 10 hours, there's a lot of rendering that comes out of the meat or the fat is melted off, and it tends to pool in the bottom of your grill. How would you go about cleaning that?
You just let it cool off and use a spatula, scrape it out.
But it's important that you do, that you don't reheat and cool and reheat and cool that if it's in the bottom of your smoker, because there can be some bacteria that grows in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, remember, red meat is never dangerous for you, but green fuzzy meat is. So bacteria isn't always what you want to have in you.
That's right. And if it's, you know, it's a natural thing. You're in the heat. Your grill is outside. It never really cools down in this kind of weather. So it's just a breeding ground for bacteria. So it's very important to keep your grill clean. Even the grate, if you're not smoking but you're just grilling and you get some meat that's stuck on the grill.
Yeah, you got to take it off.
Right. Make sure you leave that thing on.
Make people sick.
Right. Burn that thing off. Yep. Hit it with the brush. And make sure it's clean before you start over.
And, you know, speaking of sponsors, well, we weren't, were we? That's what
yes,
I
you
like
are now.
About my tech. When that thing gets dirty, I just turn it on for about 5 minutes with the hood shut and shut it off, open it back up, and it's just like gray dust in there. That mm-hmm. thing incinerates everything. But for the good one, for my smoker, I'll fire it up every time I use it, and I'll run that thing right up to 450 degrees, and I'll just let it run wide open for a while, especially after I've cleaned it, and then the remaining renderings will come out in the grease spit. But good point, great idea, and that's something you definitely always want to pay attention to. I want to remind everybody, Tuesday, there's still time. We have seats open in the Greenville class. That's the one you want to get to. Hanson Feed and Seed, give them a call. Hit me on Facebook. I'm sorry, I don't have their number in front of me. I'll get it in a minute. But Hanson Feed and Seed is right at the north end of Greenville. And Rob Russell and I will be there, I think 5 o'clock on Tuesday. And Jop's going to come up, but we're doing ribs and chicken. And it's going to be a wonderful class. We do these almost every week now at different places.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you guys are getting really good at it. If you've got a chance to break away on Tuesday night, what is it, like 5 to 9 that you're going to be doing the show, it's $80. But you'll walk out of there with a full rack of ribs ready to cook at your house, all seasoned, all prepared, ready to go. Hanson Feed and Seed is on M91 north of Greenville. The phone number is 616-754-9331.
Nope, that's not the number we want. We want 616-225-0920. That web number's wrong. But you can also hit them at Hanson Feed and Seed at yahoo.com. Hanson Feed and Seed at Yahoo. But that is Tuesday, 5 o'clock. We need to get a couple more seats filled on that. And I'll tell you what, when you get done with that class, you're going to be full. You're going to be on fire for barbecue because the stuff we impart people with, and Rob's really good. I'm kind of his assistant. I'm the Vanna White of the show because he's
good thing it's radio.
He's better. He's better. I've got the legs for it. He's better at barbecue than I am. I have to tell you, there's no doubt about it. He's got tricks that every class I still am learning.
Yeah, I know. I've been to a couple of them. I'm looking forward to this one as well. We'll get up there. So join us. Come on up there. The grilling guys will be there Tuesday night, 5 o'clock. We'll have some fun. Maybe we could love to meet some listeners and some guys that are into grilling.
I'll give you a deal right now. If you want, you show up at the door, or when you call in, if you call right now in for a seat at that show, you tell them Barbecue Bob sent you, and I'm going to pay the first $20, okay?
So it's $60 rather than 80.
It's going to be 60. You tell them Barbecue Bob sent you, and I'm going to pick up the first $20 because I invest in barbecue all the time. And if you're a listener to the show, I'm happy to pay it.
That's awesome. You know, we might have a margarita while we're up there as well. And a classic margarita, being it's Mexican Fiesta Day on the grilling, guys, a classic margarita is over ice, not crushed with ice, but over ice, 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of triple sec, and some lime juice and a lime wedge. Very simple. Put a little salt on the rim. You got a great, refreshing summer drink.
All right. Right now, we're going to go to the open grill lines. This is Barbecue Bob. How you doing?
Good morning, Barbecue Bob. This is Brandon.
Hey, dude.
Hey, we're missing you at man camp.
Well, sorry about that. I was up in Wisconsin. How can we help you this morning?
We're just trying to learn out how to cook some hot dogs out here on the grill at man camp.
Hot dogs on the grill, that's a tough one. Gosh. I don't know. I'm going to have to defer that one to Randy. Randy, how do you cook a hot dog on the grill? Do you have a clue?
Well, first what I do is get the grill hot. Brandon, how's man camp going out there? How many guys did you have? This is the church that Bob and I go to. Had a little weekend retreat this week, and they're calling in trying to bust our chops here. But how many guys did you end up with out there?
60 guys out there.
Oh, fantastic.
Living it up, living the dream this weekend. Lots of kayaking, lots of golfing, having a great time getting built into the word, man. It's been great.
That's awesome. Now, you guys threw down some barbecue last night, didn't you, for your big dinner?
They did. They had burgers and they had some other things.
Yeah.
So who'd they stick with the cooking this time?
The norm, the grilling master there.
Yeah. Mark Greaves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mark brought his equipment. There's a story there because Mark has largely homemade equipment. And Mark just rolls that stuff in there. He's got one of those oil drum grills that he's made, and with an offset smoker. It's but the point is this: is that you don't have to go spend $2,000 to do this. He brought his equipment up there. He's got a homemade smoker, a little vertical smoker, and he's got this oil barrel drum. And he cooked for 60 guys. And Brandon, I bet that was good stuff that you had, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, exactly. So
next year you guys can do your remote from there.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, have a good one.
All right. Brandon Mullinex from Modern Photographics.
Yeah.
Weber Kettles. Can I talk? Oh, there's that darn music. Weber Kettles, biggest selling grill in the world. Okay.
Right.
If you're out there listening, you probably got one on your back deck. Everybody has bought one. And there's a lot of great ways to cook on that thing. It's still the most widely used grill in the world, and it's still a great piece of equipment that you can pick up. Well, actually, you can go right down to Garrett's Appliance. They have them on the floor there.
Yeah. Great place. They got a lot of great equipment there.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got the tech sitting there, too. But Weber Kettle, you can partition, do indirect smoking on it. If, you know, for $200 or $300, you can end up with a grill that'll last you a lifetime.
That's right. You got to take care of it, but it'll last you a lifetime.
I just gave mine to Scott and Katie. We put it up at Pentwater at their place. That thing's 20 years old.
Okay, coming up in our last segment, did you ever wonder how to know how hot a hot pepper was or the hot sauce that you're looking at buying on the shelf? We're going to tell you how to do that. It's called the Scoville Scale, and we're going to review that with you next. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some Tex-Mex tacos.
Nice.
So we'll be right back.